on in your life around the world.
WWCR, we are with you tonight on 4840, and we're glad to have you in here. We got a great program. What shall their end be? That's what we're going to study tonight, ladies and gentlemen, in our pursuit tonight of a scattered people. They just literally disappeared off the earth. No one considered it. We had no memory of it. We forgot him. He forgot us. Scattered us to the four winds. Actually told us that he would send us packing across the mountains. And oh, what a journey. And we've become known, believe it or not, as heathen. We became down to their level. We desired to be like the pagan heathens around us. So therefore, Yahweh gave us up to a reprobated mind. Now, one of the fastest, this is facts. Remember, there's a time that Yahweh is going to wait around to see what the end of a scattered people, forgotten. They're not identified. They've lost their memory. They've lost their identity. And a remnant, I'm going to tell you about a remnant of those in the last days, is the glue, if you will, that holds the whole house, which shall be saved. The Bible says all Israel shall be saved. Now, I'm not talking about that little sandbox over in the Middle East where people's mind, which is carnal, they've forgotten, they don't remember that we were to be removed, never to return, never. Now, some people are teaching that Israel was formed in 1948. That's not true. Israel is scattered throughout the earth. A lost, hidden, obscure, unidentified people that is ceased from among men. Literally. That's what Yahweh said. And the prophet Moses in Deuteronomy 32. Let me start there tonight as we begin to search for the main body, a people that has not forgotten his name. Now I'm going to start just in Psalms 44, and let me read to you what David said, and you do not go with our armies. You make us turn back from the adversary, and those who hate us have plundered us. Now, we're beginning to see the effects of disobedience. We're knowing Deuteronomy 28 that it's a very important chapter in the segment of this lost sheep. I'm going to tell you some wonderful prophecies that's fixing to be revealed in the last days. I'm going to show you that the people that you think are Israel gathered over in the Middle East, a little group that is over there in the nation that they call Israel, mandated in 1948, that's not the main body of the scattered sheep. Now, why would he scatter us among the heathen? Well, Psalms 44:11. You give us the sheep to be eaten, and you have scattered us among the nations. Now, what nations? Well, it's the heathen. It's the heathen that we were scattered among because we wanted to be like them. Now, notice this. You sell our people for no value. You set no high price on us. You make us a reproach to our neighbors. Here we're living among people that we don't know. We're living among people that we don't even know. Our eyes are blinded. It's clear that Yahweh had a plan, and it's a torturous plan. It serves two purposes. Actually serves three, but I want to cover the first two in the first 30-minute segment of our hour that we're going to spend with you. This is Pastor Buddy. We want to teach you who you are. We're a nation void of counsel. We've got no understanding, and we don't consider ourselves as Israel. When we talk in terms of Israel, we think it's those people over in the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, at the best. Now remember, there's a house of Israel, the 10 tribes scattered. And then there's the house of Judah. Separated houses, along with Benjamin, a miscegenated house of Benjamin, which brings the 13 tribes back online to try to determine the identity. It's not Judah that lost her identity. She says she's always had one. Well, the house called Israel, Judah then, was given the name Israel. If she was the one that gathered in the Middle East, and we're going to try to separate those two buckets of figs there, spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 24, one good basket of figs and one bad. I'm going to have to tell you in this segment of our message that the bad figs are there in force. The good figs are maybe scattered among the bad figs, and those who claim to be Jews and are not. Now, this is the words of the Messiah, who knew that these people that claimed to be Judah, and the Bible said they were not. And so then, we've got a very, very confused people in the world, including the house of Israel. Now, in Deuteronomy 32, verse 18, I want to start reading. And of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful. Now, the rock is actually the seed. The rock. A man's testicles are spoken of as the seed or the rock. Now, from the rock that begot us, who was that? Who fathered the house of Israel into a genetic species peculiar? And the Bible says few. Now, of all the people out of all the earth, Yahweh came for his sheep, only his sheep. You say, well, that's the Jews, glory to God, Pastor Betty. You know, you just don't understand it. The Jews are God's chosen people. Now, we've heard that a lot. You've heard it. The world has become repeat with this type of information when it's not true. And here we are struggling up against the grain, going upstream, to try to turn the thought that is misunderstood about a lost people from the seed of Yahweh himself. As we start in the house of Adam, we go through 10 generations real quick. In the 6th chapter of Genesis, we find that generation become wicked, mixing and mingling, and Yahweh gave them up to the host, to worship the host of heaven, and saved through genetics of the rocks that they were begotten from. Remember that Adam was the son of Yahweh. It also tells us that these sons begin to be lusting and sinful and they fell away from the faith, just like Yahweh said, these people are stiff-necked, stubborn. Now, they're his children. Moses said, they're your children. If you destroy them, destroy me. If you're not big enough to finish what you started, it was a frustration that the Creator felt. Notice what he said here. The God that formed thee, he said, I will hide my face from them. We're talking about 721 B.C. At this time, the 10 northern tribes were dispersed over to the Assyrians. And ain't that what it says? Yahweh said, I will put the Assyrians in charge of these people. And so Israel was removed from the land. And then finally, Judah, 165 years later, they began to transgress, and he put them for 70 years bondage into the house of Nebuchadnezzar. And they were punished, and in Jeremiah 24, like I said, the final time, as they say, 70 years, and at that time, the good figs followed through the Caucasus Mountains, and the bad figs, mostly bad figs, returned into Israel, where they proceeded to build a temple that turned out to be a temple ruled by the Sanhedrin court of Jews, the bad figs. Now, the Bible says, beware of these, the scribes who were given the honor, if there was any honor here, if there was any righteous leaven. Notice what he said. I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be. Now, ladies and gentlemen, he's going to see what their end will be. Now, isn't that something? I'll see what the end will be. Well, what did he see? Well, he saw a people that were unmindful. They wouldn't obey. They were full of sin. They wanted a god named Baal. And so then, Yahweh began to punish them and tell them that if they wanted to serve Baal, he would remove them off of his chosen land and send them packing into all the earth. Now, isn't that strange? I'll send them packing into all of the earth. Well, that's what he said. I'm going to send them packing, he said, into all the earth. Now, this scripture here, after many days, when you're scattered, in the latter years that shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always been waste. Now, in the latter years, I want you to consider this, in the latter years, Yahweh is going to begin to work, a work for the scattered sheep, not over in the Middle East, not to the Jews, but to Israel, the lost identity people that would know that Yahweh has scattered them. He will make his holy name known. Now, let me tell you something here. Just tonight, Yahweh and Yahweh's name and Yahweh's ministers are becoming on the radio now. They are now proclaiming the mighty, magnanimous, magnificent name above every name. And Yahweh is going to, listen to what he's going to do now, he's going to reveal to the remnant of the last days his mighty name. And by revealing his mighty name, he's going to revive the sheep that were scattered throughout the earth. Now, notice what he said in verse 26 of Deuteronomy 32. Moses doing the prophecy here. I said, I would scatter them into corners. I would make the remembrance of them to cease from among man. Today, nobody mentions that Israel is a people in the earth. Most people think about Israel as over in the Middle East, as I've said. And this is a misunderstanding. They're void. Verse 28. For they are a nation void of understanding and counsel. Now, let me read that again. Verse 28. For they, we're talking about Israel, the scattered sheep, they are a nation void of counsel. And neither is there any understanding in them. What's wrong? What's happening here? Why? The offspring of Yahweh, the bone of his bone, and the flesh of his flesh, and have no understanding. We've been dumbed down and blinded. Folks, it's a fact that Israel has no vision. Just like the blind man, Israel has no vision. Just like blind Samson, grinding before the cause of the pagan nations, Samson became blind through his own conceit, being lifted up. Revealed the secret, wouldn't stay true to Yahweh, married or flirted and got in the wrong barber shop, whoremongering, and so Israel is today. Look in all of the world for a people that have become void of counsel and no understanding. Preachers will get on the radio and preach the great name of Yahweh, trying to tell you that Israel is not in the Middle East. It is actually a camouflaged, deceptive, deflective way of deceiving the very elect. But if you've got understanding, if you'll hear the counsel, if you'll become wise, and if you'll understand this, you'll consider your latter end. There is something remaining for you. You know what it is? In the book of Romans, the greatest encouragement that I've ever got when I read this, that all Israel is not Israel, that calls himself Israel. Now remember that. Here's the dilemma. Those that call themselves Israel are the ones that stand out as the ones that have been set at the top of the heap, where the world has gone after them, worshiping or admiring these people and making them, who are nothing but the seed of Satan, according to John 8:44, where it says, your father is the devil. Well, who is he talking to? He was talking about the Pharisees and the Jews who killed him. Why would they kill him, Pastor Buddy? Why would those that claim to be Judah, and that's what they were, the word Jew is a slang word derived from Judah. Well, Christ was saying, I know them that say they are from Judah. You see what I mean? Judah is a bondified, accepted house that has to be reunited with Israel when Israel receives their sight. Now let's go to Romans chapter 11, and we've often spoke of this in my teaching to the lost sheep that are hearing me tonight. And I hope wherever you are that you're receiving this message with understanding, because it is a counsel that Yahweh predicted would come, and I have been sent to counsel you to take this name. Listen, in the 20th verse of the 44th Psalm, if we have forgotten the name of Yahweh, or stretched out our hands to a foreign mighty one, would not Yahweh search this out? And would he not punish us? For he knows the secrets of the heart. But for your sake, we're killed all day long. We're reckoned as sheep for the slaughter. Awake. Why do you sleep, Yahweh? Arise. Do not reject us forever. Is there a hope in the latter days that we'll return to Yahweh with a set of eyes that can see, a set of ears that can hear, and a mouth that can preach the truth and set the record straight and give correct counsel and bring understanding to the lost sheep? Now, let's read on. They've given us like sheep appointed for meat. Yahweh, you scattered us among the heathen. Hear the word of Yahweh, you nations. Declare it in the isles afar off. Who's he hunting for? He's not hunting in the Middle East. He's hunting in the isles afar off. He that scattereth Israel will gather them. Praise Yahweh. And keep him, Israel, as a shepherd doeth his flock. Jeremiah 31 and 10. Israel is now but a scattered sheep. The lions of Judah, the false lions, the ones that say they're from Judah and are not, but are liars, have driven him away for fear of the Jews. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured him. And last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken Israel's bones. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 17. Here's the promise. Listen to this great promise. Right now, I told you about a remnant. Yet will I leave a remnant, that you may have some that shall escape the sword among the heathen, when you shall be scattered through the countries. Ezekiel 6, verse 8. Therefore, saith Yahweh, and this is the fastest growing name, ooh, glory, among all of the heathen that are now receiving their sight. It's fulfilling right under your nose, until we'll no longer be a little underground remnant, but a mighty power of a great end time, latter day revival of a people that have seen the light. Although I have cast them afar off among the heathen, and although I have scattered them among the heathen countries, called Gentiles, yet will I be to them as a little sanctuary. What a promise. I feel like tonight that I'm in that little sanctuary that is free from the encumbrances of the pagan ways of the world, the bell box mentality, and those who have been put in a box are a lot of these that belong to the lost sheep, and yet a remnant will lead these out through their testimony, through their witness, because it says, you are my witness. Oh my, how important it is to have a missionary spirit from this little sanctuary. Yeah, we're not powerful. We're not like the big whore churches. We're not like the box the churches call Baal. We are a little sanctuary of a people hidden in the mighty, magnanimous, soon to be, the whole earth full and filled with his name. Now, I've gave this challenge many times. Let me repeat it at this point. You want to know what the name of God, the Creator, the Savior, you want to know what it is? Why don't you give yourself the breath test, like a spiritual policeman that pulls you over and suspects that you might be drunk on ignorance, that you can't remember nothing, you don't know who you are. Why don't you just inhale and then exhale in a loud breath? Inhale it. You are automatically pronouncing his name. Don't tell me that you don't know how to pronounce his name. Any other sound is not acceptable to Yah. Psalm 68:4 gives you the reckoning to praise him in a dance. And when you get this understanding, and when you find yourself that was begotten, your fathers were begotten, and you are now scattered among the heathen Gentile nation. You are not a Gentile. He did not command anyone in the Bible and authorize them to go to the Gentiles. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, the Bible said, they've rejected Yahweh and they're to be turned and descent of the Gentiles. See, that word Gentile is a misnomer. It's having to make the remembrance of them only to cease. But there's a promise in the last days that there will be a remnant that will come and escape in the nations, and when they be scattered through the countries, Yahweh said, I will not cast them off forever. Although I have scattered them among the countries, yet I will be to them as a little sanctuary. And those that are in it tonight know his name, know how to express it, and take no prisoners when they come to this truth. One thing that I detest and do not appreciate is those compromisers that will preach any name to get someone to listen to them. I don't care if you ever listen to me. If you hear me one time as a shepherd of the flock, and I'm trying to save you from the wolves and the heathen, if I use a false name and declare any other name, because the Bible says there's only one name. And you hear all these preachers, oh, he's got many names. That's a lie. He's only got one name. And by one name are you all baptized. Although I've cast you far off among the heathen, and although I've scattered you, I felt scattered. I felt lonely. I felt disoriented. I wonder where I came from. I wonder what my purpose was. And then, when I got on the meat, when I got off of the pablum and the formula fed to me by traditional doctrine of the whore church, I came out of her. I repaired my understanding. I sought counsel from this remnant of wise and those that had understanding. I knew that I had been a sheep wandering throughout all the mountains and upon every high hill, and yet my flock was scattered all over the face of the earth, and none did seek or search after them, according to Ezekiel 34 and 6. Oh, what a happy day when someone came my way and delivered unexpectedly the revelation that made me free from the laws of sin and death. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil is going to deceive the very elect. But I will be to a remnant, a little sanctuary. That's why it's important to witness. That's why it's important to bring the revelation. That's why you are to print tracts, to put a sign on the back of your car if you can, to prophesy and to speak and to testify and become his witness that you were nothing more than a sheep wandering throughout the mountains on every high hill, and the flock was scattered upon the face of the earth, and none. But in the last days, I will send fishermen. Whew. People, it's got to love. I know people that will drive all night just to get to this festival. Hundreds of miles. I know people that will fly on a jet thousands of miles just to get to this festival to learn about the good things that Yahweh has got to give the counsel and the understanding of them that would come together and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. Listen to what he said. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries. Now, heathen is the word substituted by the word Gentile. When they said heathen, they said goy, goyim. Scattered them among the goyim, the heathen. They interchanged and put Gentile. And then they classified the other group of people in the earth in two groups. One Jew and the other Gentile. No other kind of people. That covers them all. According to the tradition and the lying pen of the scribes, which have used this word, misappropriated it, to cause his sheep to wander through all the mountains and up on every hill, and the flock was scattered upon the face of the earth, and none did seek or search after them, saith Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so honored by people that would support my cause, where I don't have to compromise and preach false names, give people a false sense of hope in a false name, where I can bring it to you in the last days. All nations will know me, from the least to the greatest. And I will, according to their way, and according to their doings, I will judge them. Ezekiel 36:19. So Yahweh is coming soon to judge, and he's going to set the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. I will bring all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Now, this is a spiritual allegory of the thoughts of your own mind to capture your imagination, to turn you from carnal, to bring you out of the box of misunderstanding to understanding with the judgment that begins at the house of Yahweh. I'm so happy that Yahweh pleaded with me and that He gave me knowledge in the scattered among the nations as I found myself here in Tennessee, East Tennessee, brought up on a farm, plowing with the broom tails, making a meager living as a poor Tennessee farmer boy. Oh man, how I could preach behind the plow. How I could witness out in the woods. How I could proclaim the truth, and yet I didn't even know it. I was proclaiming what I'd been taught. You can hear a lie, believe it, and die. Because I will, according to their own way and to their doings, I'll judge them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy that when I got scattered, I got found in the last days. Oh, hallelujah. I don't regret one day of being in Yahweh. I have never doubted His name. It's a name in the Hebrew language that can be proven over and over and over. The original language that the Bible was written in. Look at Zechariah 7:14. I scattered them with a whirlwind among the nations, whom they knew not. Our fathers came here for religious freedom, fleeing persecution. And then we let our guard down and let the snakes come in our nation, start governing it, start passing laws, destroyed a republic, and now we're paying the price because we parted from Yahweh, and He says, I will judge you in the last days. In the latter days, you will know me. You will call upon my name. Oh, what a great movement in the earth today. All over the world, people are coming into the revelated name hidden from view by the lying translators who sought to change His name, to hide His name, and to teach people to call upon Baal. You say, well, Pastor Bunny, I believe in Jesus, glory to God. Well, I'm thankful tonight that I come out of the name of Jesus that wasn't even 500 years old. Not even in the original. When I say that, you Jesus people, instead of going to the information I provide for you and ordering my track or calling me on the telephone, you hump up and hide behind your preacher and get back in the bail box where you feel safe. Just like the prophets of Baal in the days of Elijah, who went up on Mount Carmel and brought the fire of judgment down on the heads of the prophet of Baal, and that's coming again. Now, in the song of Moses that we've just discussed here, ladies and gentlemen, we're given the reasons why the children of Israel were scattered. It's because, in spite of all that Yahweh had done for them, they forgot Him, they had no faith, and it tells us that the remembrance of them would be forgotten. I'm looking for a lost sheep, a remnant. Could you possibly be one? Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Don't turn and run and hide behind the bell box preachers. Get in the faith. Would it be that Yahweh would hide his face until he would see what their end would be, as he saw what we are, poor, helpless, surrounded? They're destroying us with this system of evil. Do you know the goal is to destroy all of Yahweh's people, to kill them all? Ain't got you thinking it's the Jews over there that's God's people. And you got to support them or God won't bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't get blessed until you find out who you are. When you find out who you are, you'll know who they ain't. They're not who they claim to be. So then, Yahweh wants you to return to Him with your whole heart. Now, what about what we have learned here, that Israel and Judah will be reunited truthfully, not in a sense that the people are saying, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh. Now, my question to you, when I say that, everybody runs to old Jerusalem in their thought process. Have you ever heard of New Jerusalem? You think he's talking about old Jerusalem where he's crucified, where he called Sodom? They shall return to the name of Yahweh. Well, the name of Yahweh is associated with the name of Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart. In those days, the house of Israel shall walk with the house of Judah, and they shall come together out of the land of the north. There it is, together, so that remnant of good figs is now scattered to the north, with which actually it turns to the west at the trek through the Caucasus Mountains. Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch. Now, David was a king, and Christ was of his seed line. All it takes is a small study to realize that David was not a Jew. Therefore, Christ was not a Jew. The promise is into the kinsman redeemer seed that came from the loins of David, a righteous branch. This king shall reign. Well, when Yahweh came as the king, they said, are you a king? For this cause came I unto the world. I am not of the world, and my sheep are not of this world. In those days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called Yahweh, our righteousness, Jeremiah 23:5-6. You see what happened in Jeremiah 23 that I just quoted, that they would cause his people to forget their name, or his name, for Baal's name, the name that they call on. For though the days come, saith Yahweh, that I will bring again the captivity of my people. Now, that means that they will be captive to Yahweh, and Yahweh only. Both Israel and Judah, saith Yahweh, and I will cause them to return to the land. What land? Old Jerusalem? No. New Jerusalem, that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Jeremiah 30:3. Now, where is New Jerusalem? Do you know we have all the characteristics of New Jerusalem here in this great nation that we've handed over to the enemy? And for this cause, we shall be punished 7 times because the imagination of our evil heart We have turned from Yahweh. We surrendered our land, New Jerusalem, for Old Jerusalem. And ladies and gentlemen, we will pay the price. But I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return. Where to? Where they're at. And we'll build them in this New Jerusalem as it was at first, Jeremiah 33:7. And in those days, and in that time, saith Yahweh, the children of Israel shall come, and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. You know why? Because we've been fooled and deceived that they're over there. Ezekiel 37:16. Saying to them, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his fellows, the fellow 10 tribes that I've talked about that's now scattered abroad. We're coming to a great reunion. A remnant will see that the order of blindness is lifted from the face of Israel. For Israel is blinded, 11 Romans 25:26, in part, leaving the remnant to see. Ain't you glad that there's people that's led you back to the path of righteousness? It is spoken again by Jeremiah 23. But you see, we've been led by those who are Baal worshippers to call on the name of Jesus. Then shall the children of Judah and Israel be gathered together, and they will appoint themselves one head. There shall come a Redeemer out of Zion. Out of that one head, there is a remnant gathering, growing. We are a threat to the enemy, for they know that they have but a short time. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to assure you that Yahweh is going to have the victory. Do not think there's a great trial to come and a great persecution upon the people of Yahweh. That will happen in the time that Yahweh scatters and then Yahweh gathers. Remember that. Say it with me. Yahweh will gather the remnant. He will give them the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. And they will go out and they will take the blindness from the house of Israel. For they've been blinded in part as a punishment to where they wouldn't recognize themselves among the heathen. And they're supporting the heathen that calls themselves Jews and are not. Israel will be renewed with a vision in the last days. After many days, listen to me, thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land. Remember I read you that? And you will dwell safely in the land of unwalled villages. Did you know that that little nation over there that called themselves Jews and Israel, they've kidnapped our name. They've stolen our identity. They've deceived the very elect. But ladies and gentlemen, come to the remnant understanding and get the counsel tonight from this message. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sins. Then you'll receive the vision and the counsel of understanding. Then you'll win others. They ladies and gentlemen, in the latter days, Yahweh promised to come back to us and to give us an understand that the heathen, that's us, not Gentiles, that is the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Let me give you a scripture here, quickly. In the 10th chapter of the book of Matthew, go not to the Gentiles, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. James 1 and 1, to the 12 tribes scattered about, there it is. And your mission, if you should take it upon yourself, and remember, you'll be hated of all people for his name. We got people that can't sound his name. They call on a false name. May sound good, may look good. May look good when it's wrote down on paper. May have plenty of people worshiping in it. But there's only one name. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The devil and his people, the New World Order, incorporated with all religions, the three unclean spirits, are going to formulate and come against this remnant growth. It will spring up overnight. It will catch on. Yahweh will open the eyes of the blind. Just like he did when he came to the blind man by the wayside. He had no eyes. Yahweh gave him a set of eyes because he'd lost his. They'd become damaged. He had no vision. And without a vision, the Bible says, the people will continue to be waste and they'll perish. But when this great company, here in the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, in the latter days, all of these armies will come against this remnant of people that will raise up. And Yahweh, at that time, it shall come to pass, at that time when Gog, Gentiles, shall come against the land of Israel. Thus saith Yahweh. Now, everybody thinks that they're going to have that war over there. Ladies and gentlemen, you better prepare for the war here where you feel safe. Without unwalled villages, it's going to happen here. A great fire, hailstone, and brimstone will rain down with a pestilence and with blood. And upon all of these bands that gather who seek to destroy the last time, this last rising or revolution of the Yahweh people. We will win. Keep the faith. Don't give up the fight. Have courage. Stand in the gap. See and ask for the old path. Remember the Caucasus Mountains. Trace your ancestors and your fathers. Look at the banners. We have a system designed to represent the 13 tribes with their banners and their colors. Brother Bob is working on that as I speak. We're going to post that on the website. Look for it. And that's oneyahweh.com. Don't fail to go there. See why over almost 50,000 people have attended there and looked upon this website that has only been in existence around 4 months. But you know, it's the truth's growing. It's coming out. They can get them a Hebrew Bible, a Greek Bible, and they can find out what the Greek and the Hebrew had to say in the name of Yahweh, which was written 3 times upon the torture stake, and it wasn't Jesus. It was not Word. That's not a name. I mean, that's, you know, it just gets sillier and sillier. by some of these preachers that want to become overnight sensations. It ain't going to happen with a false name, because the false names are going to fall just like Dagon did against Yahweh on the Ark of the Covenant. He's going to fall on their face. And in the latter years, you're going to realize it. I've got to get off here. My time is coming up. I'm sponsored tonight, as usual, on WWCR by my longtime sponsor, Dr. Gary. 1-877-289-7439. Now, if you want to talk to Dr. Gary, he's got a business. He works every day. Leave him your number at the front office and state your nature of the call. Tell him you'd like to speak to Dr. Gary on the message tonight, A Scattered Sheep. And Dr. Gary will call you on his own nickel. I assure you, he's a man of understanding. And if you'd like to call Pastor Buddy, the number tonight, 423-351-1082. You'd like to write Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call Ministries, just call or write Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater. That's one word, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. Now, ladies and gentlemen, by knowing this truth tonight, I encourage you to contact Dr. Gary or myself. Either one is capable of instilling the spirit of understanding, or that you can understand who you are, what you're doing here, what your purpose is, and why Yahweh's coming back to begin. There's a trickle. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've been in this around 25 years, and I've already seen in the latter days that will come, there is already a movement. People are catching on around the world every day, inquiring about this great name that's above every name. Won't you join? Won't you check it out? You owe it to yourself not to wait till the day of judgment when you'll say, Lord, Lord. A lot of people believe his name is Lord. That's not a name. That's a title. A lot of people believe his name is Word. That's not his name. That's his action. A lot of people think his name is Jesus or Zeus. That is his name. That's a Catholic invention. Check it out. Take my advice. Go to the website, oneyahweh.com, and check out our website. Call me, 423-351-1082. Well, I gotta go. I'll see you Saturday night. Around the world again, WWCR 5890. And that'll be at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock Central. I'll see you again here next Sunday night, same time, same station, same hour. May Yahweh bless you.